All they ever talk about is that boat. The boat, the boat, the boat.
It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Good boat show weekend to you. We're going to have a surprise announcement at the end of our show today, and you'll want to stick around for that. We've got some great boat show afterglow interviews for you from the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show last week. Of course, we just finished up Overland Park Thursday, St. Louis show yesterday, and we're back home port, if you will. But we've got Craig Ritchie on the program today, going to talk about hull recycling, and we also have Captain Matt Walls is going to be with us to share some information about the No Wake meeting this past week, and then our surprise announcement later. Hydrohoist Boat Lifts is going to be at the Overland Park Boat Show today and tomorrow. Get a chance to meet Joanne Clark, see all the products, talk about what she can do to help lift your boat out of the water. Black or blue, they bring it to you. Tanks now available in black and the original blue as well. Check her out at the boat show. You'll see her at Overland Park, and a distributor, which is also located, a retail location over in Tiger Docks. They'll be at the St. Louis Boat Show today and tomorrow as well. So check out Hydrohoist Boat Lifts.
This is Captain Ken Tresser, president and founder of Confident Captain Ocean Pros in Newport, Rhode Island. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
All right, we got some boat show afterglow coming up for you in the first segment this morning. We're going to be learning about the U-Float, Marine Max with Thad Jameson, Water Patrol Officer, and Becca Doyle from the National Marine Manufacturers Association. Tell me your name.
My name is Sarah Neely Buford.
Nice to meet you, Sarah. And the name of your company is The Float?
It's actually the U-Float, capital U, Float, one word.
All right. So this is the newest invention, I guess you could say, for floating in the water that's been approved by the U.S. Coast Guard. Tell me the story.
We have been boaters for decades, and we, like most of boaters that we've met now since we've launched, we've been taking our legal life jackets and turning them upside down and sitting in them so that they're better than a noodle, and so that we could hang out in the water and have some fun without treading water for too long. 5 years ago, we just decided to try to make one, and 3 years ago, took it to the Coast Guard, and they took us on, and we just became the first in history Coast Guard-approved inverted or upside-down life jacket, so it's a win-win. We're happy because it fits the way we want it to fit, and the Coast Guard's really happy because there's only one way to wear it, and it's the way they've tested it to be worn for safety.
Is there kind of one size fits all?
You know, we set out with three different sizes, but the one size we tested with them, they approved from 90 pounds up to 400 pounds. So when they gave us that broad weight range, we decided that that covers enough of us. So from about 10 years old all the way up to 400 pounds. And my main goal was that they were uber comfortable, because some of us spend hours in the water, and they were really, really high end, because I didn't want to deal with any complaints or returns. So they're a really great high-end neoprene over PVC foam jacket, and they're comfortable all day.
If somebody's not able to get to the boat show, website and retail locations yet?
We do a ton of sales on our website, which is at theufloat.com.
All right, and you've got the U.S. Coast Guard certificate right here on the table with us to authorize these for sale, that they are approved by the U.S. Coast Guard. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of work, but it ended up being really worth it for us boat owners and water lovers, so thank you.
Thad, let's talk a little bit about Marine Max here at the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show, but we're going to be also talking about Overland Park, we're going to be talking about St. Louis, so we'll maybe just combine them all into one. You've got a brand new Sea Ray boat coming out that everybody's dying to see.
Oh, we've got a couple new Sea Ray boats that everybody's dying to see. We've got a new 350 Coupe, which is a really, really pretty boat. It's based on our Sundancer series, but it's got as the name implies, it's got an enclosed cockpit. It's just a really handsome boat. We're excited about that. And Sea Ray is dabbling into the towboat market, so we will be debuting our new 230W, which is a towboat. But what's unique, one of the challenges of a towboat is they're difficult to steer and dock and all that because they use a rudder. This is the only towboat on the market that has a bow thruster and a stern thruster, so you can dock like a pro and still go out there and kneeboard and wakeboard. So we're excited. We got some really neat stuff coming.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see that at the Overland Park show. This is your first show at Bartle Hall with Marine Max, but have you been at this show before?
I am an old show veteran, yes, so I've worn out a lot of carpet over the years, but this is a great show. The people of Kansas City are nice, and of course we have a lot of friends of the lake that are here in Kansas City, so it's good to see our customers and our friends.
Very good. Now, because of the many shows that are going on across the country, Marine Max sort of trades staff so that we can have everybody, you know, covering everything that needs to be covered. So you've got people in different places and got people here that are from different places.
We do. We've had to call on our allies throughout the nation, so we've got people in from Atlanta. We're sending people up to Minnesota and so forth. We've got three shows going on in a 10-day period, so we're calling on our talent from all over. So if you come to the booth and maybe don't see a familiar face, trust me, they're still a member of the family. They're still Marine Max people. Come and see us.
Tell me a little bit about Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. Two great facilities there.
Really great stuff happening there too. We just had a major remodel of the highway store up across from the outlet mall. It's got a beautiful new face, and Jim Watson, who's the manager up there, has done a great job, so go see those boys. But what's really exciting is down at the lake, our neighbors to the on the hill, the hotel, is in the middle of a remodel, and it will open in April. So we're excited about that, and we'll bring the amenities of the hotel back to the marina, which is exciting, and then of course all the new boat models this year. So lots of reasons to come to the lake.
I'm Corporal Kim Davis, and I'm assigned to the Marine Division out of Troop A in the Kansas City area.
Patrolling out on the water, what are some of the situations that you are in out there? Rivers, lakes?
Absolutely. We're responsible for patrolling all of Missouri's state waterways, so that's going to include our rivers and most of our major lakes.
When you're out and you're patrolling, and I know you can't just stop somebody to check them, you got to have kind of a reason. What are some of the top one or two things that you sort of see out there that we might tell people that they should be aware of?
Obviously, our top priority is going to be the safety of boaters and the passengers. So we're going to be looking for things like passengers properly seated, where they're safe inside a boat, where they're not going to have the risk of falling overboard or being injured. You know, are our children wearing the life jackets that are required to by law? You know, are ski laws being followed safely? So those are going to be our top priorities, looking for intoxicated boat operators. You know, our top priority is going to be the safety of our boaters.
All right. Now, if somebody wants to get some more information on taking a boating safety class and things like that, it's obviously your website, but that's a hard one for people to...
Yes, obviously on the internet for the Missouri State Highway Patrol into the Water Patrol Division is where our information is located at online. They can also contact any of our local troops located throughout the state, either by phone or you can stop in. Or if you see any Water Patrol out or even a Highway Patrol that's working on the road, you know, ask them for contact information. They can certainly help and direct you to the resources.
You know, somebody asked me one time, they said, you know, if I had problems out on the lake, how would I get a hold of a water patrol officer? Is that the Star 55 thing still?
Absolutely. You can do the same as you would for our roadways. Star 55 is kind of like our 911 system. That's going to go to the nearest troop headquarter to our dispatch center, and then they will dispatch accordingly to what officers are available.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks again. I appreciate it.
You're
have a good
welcome.
Show.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Let's talk about the National Marine Manufacturers Association. Many people probably don't know a lot about it. They've heard the words, they've heard the sound, they've heard me talk about them a little bit, but let's talk about the impact and sort of what does the NMMA do? What's your mission?
Well, we are the Recreational Boating Association for the United States, so we represent all marine manufacturers. There, we have a membership department, but part of what we do is boat shows, and we provide an opportunity for dealers and manufacturers to showcase their boats and sell them at a time of year when, you know, maybe people aren't walking through their doors as often, but we kind of create a marketing strategy and try and get them all down here and create this fun atmosphere for them.
You know, you can see everything. Somebody, I was just talking to a gentleman here, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, he's got a John boat, but he's thinking about getting a bigger fishing boat, you know, kind of a bass boat type thing. And he said, you know, I can see them all here, all the brands, you know, they're right here.
Yeah, and you can, that's what's so great about going to a boat and sport show is that you can compare different makes and models side by side, talk to different dealers, see what prices they'll offer, and hopefully snag a deal.
Let's talk about the impact that the boat business basically has just in the state of Missouri. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you talk about the economic impact just to start with.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just look at the show. Actually, this year we had five new dealers join the show. So it's very, the boating industry in Missouri is very strong.
The boat shows also have several other attractions, I guess you could say. One of them is Fred Shedd, and I went down and talked to Ben Miner a little bit ago and saw him again this year. But, you know, there's just a variety of things that sort of make it not just a boat show. It's more encompassing than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just all about the great outdoors and experiencing the great outdoors, and however that may be, whether you're into hunting, fishing, you know, it's this is kind of an opportunity to come explore all the new, you know, get some new outdoor gear, look at marine electronics, kayaks, really, you know, anything related to the outdoors you're going to see down at the show.
Thank you, Becca. Thank you, Officer Kim. Thank you, Thad. And also, Sarah, thanks a lot for short interviews from the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show. Hey, there's more of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show just ahead. Boat Show Afterglow Section 2 coming up, and then we're going to talk about recycling of boats with Craig Ritchie. On Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, Saturday morning we're here, and we're on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9 on KRMS Radio streaming audio, and in the archives at bobsnowakezone.com a little bit later. We'll be right back.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
You're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Here's Saturday morning. Thanks for being with us. This is Boat Show Afterglow, section number two. We're going to be sharing some interviews with you from last weekend at the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show. We're talking with Becca Doyle, who's now in St. Louis. Hard to keep track of the players here. Also, Fred Shedd, Ben Miner, is going to talk to us about their presentations. And then we're going to talk to a couple of folks from the Heartland Classics Boat Club. They had a great display at the Kansas City Show. But before we get there, oh, and we're going to be having Craig Ritchie on the Boat US guest line. Freelance writer, going to be talking about boat recycling. And that's coming up for you in just a little while. Print, pack, ship, copy, they do it all. That's the Smart Postal Center's way of doing it. Oh, and you need a sign or a banner? Well, they can do that for you, too. Oh, you need some graphics work done? They can do that. Oh, you need blueprints copied? Well, they can do that, too. Check with Jessica or Tim at Smart Postal Center's. Signs and graphics, they do it all. They're located right here in Osage Beach, and you'll find them on the Osage Beach Parkway right across from Bandanas. Or you can give them a call at 573-348-3100, smartpostalcenters.com. You can download or upload to your to their website what you want to have printed, and they'll do it for you. Pack, ship, copy, print, they do it all. Smart Postal Centers, Osage Beach.
Missed the boat show? Bob was there, so here's Bob's Boat Show Afterglow on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
In this segment, you're going to hear from Becca Doyle with the National Marine Manufacturers Association. I'm going to talk to a couple of members of the Heartland Classics Boat Club, including a surprise visit with Mark Mosier, who is one of the owners of Windsor Furniture over in Windsor, Missouri. Nice to have you on the show, Mark. Good seeing you again. Also, we're going to talk to Ben Miner. He is one of the presenters for Fred Shedd.
Let's talk about the National Marine Manufacturers Association. Many people probably don't know a lot about it. They've heard the words, they've heard the sound, they've heard me talk about them a little bit. But let's talk about the impact and sort of what does the NMMA do? What's your mission?
Well, we are the Recreational Boating Association for the United States, so we represent all marine manufacturers, We have a membership department, but part of what we do is boat shows, and we provide an opportunity for dealers and manufacturers to showcase their boats and sell them at a time of year when, you know, maybe people aren't walking through their doors as often, but we kind of create a marketing strategy and try and get them all down here and create this fun atmosphere for them.
You know, you can see everything. I was just talking to a gentleman here, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, he's got a John boat, but he's thinking about getting a bigger fishing boat, you know, kind of a bass boat type thing. And he said, you know, I can see them all here, all the brands, you know, they're right here.
Yeah, and you can, that's what's so great about going to a boat and sport show is that you can compare different makes and models side by side, talk to different dealers, see what prices they'll offer, and hopefully snag a deal.
Let's talk about the impact that the boat business basically has just in the state of Missouri. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you talk about the economic impact just to start with.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just look at the show. Actually, this year we had five new dealers join the show. So it's the boating industry in Missouri is very strong.
And you talk about $3 billion of total annual economic impact because of boating here in the state of Missouri.
There's a new boat here this weekend that it's called the Pontini.
I saw that.
Yeah, so it's kind of just a smaller version of a pontoon. And, you know, if you just have a small body of water that you want to go out on and drop a line or, you know, go out with some friends, that's a really great option and it's really affordable.
And, of course, this is where a lot of the manufacturers will introduce new products and new services and new designs and so on and so forth. So it's always exciting to see that new stuff that's out there. I notice here in your statistics, 95% of boats in the U.S. are small, towable boats, less 26 feet or less. And that's what you have most of here. The boat shows also have several other attractions, I guess you could say. One of them is Fred Shedd, and I went down and talked to Ben Miner a little bit ago and saw him again this year. But, you know, there's just a variety of things that sort of make it not just a boat show. It's more encompassing than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just all about the great outdoors and experiencing the great outdoors. And however that may be, whether you're into hunting, fishing, you know, it's this is kind of an opportunity to come explore all the new, you know, get some new outdoor gear, look at marine electronics, kayaks, you know, anything related to the outdoors you're going to see down at the show.
Let's talk about your classic boat. Mark, tell me what it is and tell me how long have you had it.
It's a 1968 Century Resorter. I bought it when I got out of college and had my first job. So I've had it 40 years.
And still runs good?
Yeah, runs, yeah. It's just a driver, yeah. Saw hundreds to water ski.
Maintaining older boats, the older they get, does it become more of a challenge to maintain and find parts and that?
Not necessarily. The direct drive nature, I think that's pretty low maintenance. And mine is fiberglass too, which is really low maintenance.
And I understand you're a new member with the Heartland Classics group?
Yes, yeah. Saw it one time and joined, and they have a great magazine and great activities throughout the year.
Well, I'll tell you, some of these boats that these guys have and collect and even the new ones that they build that look like they're old, they're just amazing, aren't
mm-hmm.
they?
Yeah, just beautiful. Works of art. You ought to talk to Forrest about his boat.
I do want to talk to Forrest about his boat. Love me timber.
Well, no, that's not mine.
Yours is the... come on up here. We need to talk about that one.
Okay.
You've been in the group a long time. You're the kind of the head guy, right?
Well, no, I'm not the head guy. Heartland Classics has about 160 members. We're in Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma. The biggest part of our members are in Missouri and Oklahoma. We do like four major events a year. We go to like Lake Hamilton in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We go to Beaver Lake. We go to Grand Lake in Oklahoma. And we go to Table Rock in Missouri. And then we do a river cruise every other year from Muskogee, Oklahoma to 50 miles past Little Rock, Arkansas.
Wow.
5-day trip. We're part of the Antique Classic Boat Society, ACBS. They got over 7,000 active members.
Tell me about your boat.
My boat is what you call a contemporary. It's a 1996 Hacker Craft. They're still building them back in Lake George, New York. It's all mahogany boat. It's just built a little bit different than the way they used to build boats. They don't have to swell up and all that. They don't require as much maintenance as people think. You can get into the business with a boat, let's say similar to one of these, You can start about $15,000 and go up. Now the Hackers, that boat being built right now is about $225,000 if you bought it new.
Tell me about the group. How does somebody get more information on the Heartland Classics?
We have a website that's heartlandclassics.org, and you can get it down here from us. And then I'm the editor of our magazine called Mahogany and Chrome. We put out 4 issues a year. And ACBS puts out a magazine called The Rudder. So you can find us online. And, you know, it's a great source of anybody looking to do anything with wooden boats. You know, where to buy one, how to get parts and all that. And then all of the major old manufacturers like Chris-Craft and Century and all, they have what they call marquee clubs.
Oh.
And the marquee clubs have the members of people that own those kinds of boats. And they are a great source of old parts and that kind of stuff.
Thanks for talking with us, Forrest. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Boy, these things come up. It just seems year after year it gets closer and closer. Ben Miner's with us from Fred's Shed is one of my favorite aspects of the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show. Ben, you just finished a seminar. What were you talking about?
We were talking about boat maintenance and fuel and ethanol issues.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a big one. Still continues to be an issue, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Ethanol is kind of an issue, and the low-quality fuel that we have is also an issue. Combine those two, and it's a real problem.
Been seeing some news recently about isobutanol being approved, and people are going to start using that, I guess, in some places around that can get it. What do you know about that? Is that going to solve some of these problems that we're having with ethanol?
We truly don't know. There are a lot of people working on a lot of different products. Ethanol was one of those things everyone believed was going to work, but there are, and like anything, there's good and bad to ethanol, and I'm sure there's good and bad to all the stuff coming out, but nothing is 100% guaranteed in the fuel system right now.
Right. What are some of the other seminars that you present at the boat shows?
We talk about lower unit maintenance and changing water pumps, fiberglass cleaning, buffing, waxing, and repair. My gosh, just so many things. General maintenance and repairs on outboards, changing oil in four-stroke engines, just about anything you can think of that the average do-it-yourselfer could be able to successfully complete.
Right. Can somebody get a hold of you outside of the boat shows if they're not able to get here?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me through my own business. It's Ben Miner Marine Service in Parsons, Kansas, or www.theoutboarddoctor.com.
All right, thanks again, Ben. Sure appreciate it. Good seeing you again.
Bob, good to see you. Thank you.
New model boats, outdoor gear, fishing seminars. The Progressive Insurance St. Louis Boat and Sports Show has it all. Shop more than 400 boats, pontoons, fishing and ski boats, bow riders, and more. And over 150 exhibitors now through Sunday at America Center in the Dome. New this year, try zip lining across the Dome and catch fishing seminars with Bassmaster Rookie of the Year, Drew Benton.
Head on down to the boat show.
StLouisBoatShow.com.
The Boat Show.
There's more to come. Don't untie and sail off into the sunset yet. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues. Talk about some recycling coming up next. As we continue on News Talk KRMS 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9 FM, and live streaming audio. Be right back.
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet, you will find your moment. Time goes forward, stay and have a sniff, let's dream about the future.
Coming up next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, you're going to meet Craig Ritchie. wrote an interesting article about recycling of old fiberglass boats. He'll join us next on the show. You know, Boat US, I just sent in my membership renewal for the next year. And I was thinking about, oh, Boat US, how? Let me count the ways that I love you. Well, you know, there's about 50 different ones that they have in their latest magazine, Boat US Magazine. Let me just tell you about a couple of them. Of course, the subscription to the award-winning Boat US Magazine, which comes monthly along with a newsletter that you get. Free online boating safety course. Good time of the year to take that from Boat US Foundation. They've got boat insurance, boat graphics, boat financing. They've got a boat buyer's guide in there. They've got lots of online stuff for you at BoatUS.com. And, of course, the membership renewal included the payment for the Boat US towboat service at Lake of the Ozarks. So for $72, you can get your membership for a year and on-the-water towing with our towboat guys here at Lake of the Ozarks. It's Captain Charlie Meyer and Captain Dave Anderson. You'll be able to meet them at the Overland Park Boat Show, and or you'll be able to get in touch with them by going through the website. Either way, you can do it. Also give you a phone number, if that's all right, 573-216-4701. And it'll take care of you right there. You can, again, click the logo and link on my website for the Boat US and Towboat US renewals, or if you're checking out to get a new membership. Along with topics about boating safety and events on the water and IBEX and boat shows, we're going to talk this morning about recycling of boat hulls. And a recent article was written in the Boating Industry magazine by Craig Ritchie. And Craig is on our Boat US guest line this morning. Craig, it's nice to have you on the show. Good morning.
Thanks very much, Captain Bob. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Craig, you've got an interesting article here that was written in a trade publication called Boating Industry, Jonathan Sweet's publication. Aging, recycling hulls is a looming crisis. And that's what we want to talk about a little bit. But before we do, let's find out about your background and what got you kind of interested in this topic.
Well, I've been writing about boats since the 1980s, both for consumer magazines, for trade magazines, and for websites and broadcast television shows. What can I tell you? I'm a lifelong boat junkie, Bob, and I just it's what I do. And
well, you're amongst friends.
I have a real passion for it. As you know, anyone who's ever been on a boat can understand that. This is kind of a growing issue, not so much here in North America, but certainly around the world. And it's starting to gain a little bit of public awareness here in North America. I mean, there's a lot of places where abandoned or derelict boats are becoming a bit more of a problem. And, you know, the big issue, of course, is, you know, we had such a boom in the boating industry back in the 70s and 80s, and we're spitting out fiberglass boats like crazy. And now millions and millions and millions of these boats are coming to the end of their life. We're not really sure what to do about them.
The research that you've done to kind of back all this up, the Marine Industry Conference held last year, estimates 35 to 40 million boats are now approaching the end of their life. That is a huge number. Now, that's a worldwide number, right?
That is a worldwide number, and to be honest with you, it's probably a conservative estimate. Mm. The National Marine Manufacturers Association estimate there are more than 12 million recreational boats in the United States alone. And each year, you know, we continue to sell another 230, 250, 260,000 new boats to add to that total.
Well, I'm an owner of an old boat, 1989 Carver, and so I get this, but she's not ready to retire yet, but we're not going to let her go. But I certainly see it on the horizon, and anyone that drives pretty much anywhere around the country where there's water, you'll find boat yards that have, taken old boats that are no longer sellable and stripped them down, and then the hulls and stuff just lay in a field until they're rotting. But finding a solution to this is a worldwide challenge. In Europe, are they doing some things now that are having any success at all as far as recycling?
Well, recycling is sort of the tip of it here. And the big problem, nobody wants to deal with these boats because, quite honestly, there's no money in it. It's very difficult to make it economically worthwhile to take an old boat and take it apart. You have an old Carver, I have an old Sea Ray, and the problem is these boats are really well made, and so taking them apart is not a very easy thing to do. The way it works right now is people cut them up into bits and stuff them in a landfill. And the problem with that is, you know, you have all these chemicals, you know, formaldehyde and whatnot, that do leach out of the hulls. And, you know, they leach into our groundwater and into our drinking water. And that's obviously just not something that anybody really wants. So the idea in Europe and to a lesser extent in Asia is, can we can, you know, look at a way of dismantling these boats so that the pieces can be used for something else. And one of the big things that they've discovered is that they can shred fiberglass boats and use those splinters as a replacement for steel rebar in concrete. It works really, really well, and it has the added advantage that it just doesn't corrode or rust the way that steel rebar will. So that's one market that they've come up with. There's a boat builder in Sweden has began grinding old fiberglass boats down to powder and using the powder in the construction of new boats. They're not commercializing them yet. They're still working on this, but they're going in the right direction, and they expect to be producing boats out of recycled fiberglass within the next 5 to 10 years.
Wow. Now, funding some kind of a disposal and recycling effort is going to cost some bucks, and the alternatives, I guess, would be some taxes on each boat that's sold to go toward that fund of some kind?
Well, that's what we're all trying to avoid.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole purpose for me to go to this conference and then write this article was to try and raise some awareness within the boat manufacturing industry that, you know, hey, look, guys, we've got this problem, and we better do something about it before someone else decides to solve the problem on our behalf. And that's exactly what's happened in some other places. In France, they have a big problem with old boats, just as you've described. You know, you drive down the highway, and here's these fenced-off yards full of old hulls. And so the French government just decided, that's it. We are implementing a new tax on all boats. When you go to register the boat, you're going to be paying 3 to 3.5%, and that will go to offset the cost of disposing of old boats. We want to try and avoid that here, obviously.
Right.
And if the industry can take ownership of this issue and start working proactively now, I think we can avoid that.
In your article, you mentioned that General Motors developed some kind of a recycling program back in the 70s. Of course, they made the Corvette, which was fiberglass body. Is that still in the process? I mean, that's been, you know, 40 years ago.
Well, you know, it's interesting because cars are built a little bit differently than boats are. Yes, absolutely. GM led the way. When they introduced fiberglass panels into the Corvette and then into other models, they had the foresight to realize, you know, eventually these cars are going to the yard and, you know, what do we do with these parts? And so they started building them from the outset with an eye to what we do with this material at the end of the life. And that's really what the boat industry needs to do as well. We can learn from the experience of the auto industry and then adapt it. Really, it's kind of a two-pronged situation at this point because we do have this mass of, you know, 12 to 13 million boats in the U.S. that are all coming to the end of life and, you know, over 40 million worldwide. So we need to figure out what to do about those and how we can reutilize those materials. But we also need to change the way we build boats so that moving forward, we design them with an eye to their ultimate deconstruction. And the advantage to that is that then at the end of its life, the boat is no longer in a position where it doesn't have any value. The best thing I can liken it to is a commercial ship. You know, if you go out and build a commercial ship, even when the thing is absolutely finished, it's tied up at the dock, it's no longer fit to go to sea, it still has a huge value in scrap metal because it was built from the outset with the idea that one day we're going to take this thing apart with a cutting torch and recycle that material.
Mm-hmm.
At the conference I went to, one of the speakers said we need to think of boats as material banks. So whatever material we put into them when we build them, recognize that material is going to have some value down the road and build them in a way that we can easily extract it. And so even at the end of its life, the boat would still have quite a bit of value residual in those materials.
Well, quite a story and good research on your part. Craig Ritchie's been our guest. Article, Aging, Recycling Hulls, A Looming Crisis. And this was printed in the Boating Industry magazine. Thanks to Jonathan Sweet for connecting up with you. And hopefully we can get this information out and share it with those in the industry some more. Craig, thank you so much again. Appreciate it. And we'll stay in touch with you.
Sounds good. Thanks very much.
It's back, Kansas City.
The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers present the largest boat show in Kansas City.
It's the Overland Park Boat Show, January 26th through the 29th.
Boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, tritunes, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Thursday, January 26th through Sunday, January 29th.
Register for a free $1,000 gas giveaway at the show.
January 26th through the 29th. OverlandParkBoatShow.com.
You can always catch our show in the on-demand section of my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Scroll down a little bit, click on the on-demand doc box. You'll find all of our shows archived there for your on-demand listening. We'll be right back after this break on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM, and on live streaming audio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Well, the No-Wake Zone was in discussion this past week. Not the show, but the No Wake Zone after the Saturday shootout. We'll have Captain Matt Walls on with us from that meeting, some audio that we'll bring to you to kind of frame it up for you. We also have that big surprise announcement coming up for you in just a few minutes as well. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is sponsored by Paradise Upholstery Canvas and Carpet, and you can meet Paradise Pete and Pam up at the Overland Park Boat Show today and tomorrow. They've been up there the last couple of days at the Overland Park Boat Show. And, of course, the shop is working. They got plenty of work. So, the lucky ones, I guess, got to stay behind. Paradise Pete and Pam got to go up to the boat show and talk to lots of folks. They do a lot of work by contacting you, and you contact them, and you guys get together after the boat show, and they come by and do an estimate for you, and then they get you in the lineup so that you can have a custom boat cover made or snap-in boat carpet, bimini top enclosures, vinyl interior, whatever you might need, they can do it for you. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas, see them at the boat show at Overland Park today and tomorrow, or give Paradise Pete a call, 573-216-7214, or jump on their website, paradiseupholstery.com. Well, this past week we had a big meeting with property owners and dock owners and those interested in what's going on with the shootout on Saturday for the No Wake Zone. So I bring to you now the audio from the opening comments from Captain Matt Walls, the director of the Water Patrol at Lake of the Ozarks.
The problems we're experiencing, everybody knows, is rough water. It is extremely rough. We recognize that. I don't think you'll find a rougher time on Lake of the Ozarks than when the shootout is letting out. There's just several thousand boats that typically attend the event. They're all leaving in the same direction, and once they get outside the no-wake area, then many of them are plowing or traveling on plane, and it just gets extremely rough. And we continue to get more complaints each year. Honestly, we did not get very many complaints in the past, but in about the last two or three years, those complaints have continued to go up, and we're listening to what people have to say about it. There's been docks that have collapsed at times, dock cables snapped, just a lot of different damage as a result of the spectator boats leaving. So we're certainly going to try to address that. As a public safety agency, we're concerned about the boating traffic as well, and it's very difficult for a small boat to navigate in these conditions anymore, as rough as it's gotten when the shootout is letting out. We're going to try to address some of these issues. One idea that we're looking at is potentially extending the no-wake area from around 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday of the event to the 26-mile mark to try to slow that traffic down that's leaving the event. Again, that decision hasn't been made, but that's kind of what we're looking at right now. And we think that might do a few things. I think if you extend that no-wake from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., on Saturday, you'll get some people that leave before 2 p.m. to avoid the no-wake area, and then you'll get some that actually travel downstream in the no-wake area, and you'll get some people that stick around until after 5 p.m. and exit the event then. So we think that it may potentially spread out that traffic that's leaving the event, and maybe a matter of trial and error where we see what works and what doesn't work from year to year. We did try to extend the no-wake area this past year to the 30-mile mark, and to be quite frank, we didn't supply enough officers out there to slow the traffic down. We kind of got outnumbered there, and I told some of the officers it felt like Custer's last stand out there. I felt like we were completely overrun. But if we do something like this, we're going to supply the officers that we need to shut the traffic down, and that may involve not putting as many officers at the event itself, but that's something that we'll have to discuss. What we're looking at is maybe adjusting the event hours to 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each of the 2 days instead of the extended day, but then really the no-wake area being extended is really a Saturday-only issue from what we've seen.
Captain Walls did say that if you have some comments that you'd like to forward to them, you need to do that rapidly here because they're going to be making a decision, I'm sure, pretty soon. Missouri State Highway Patrol, Jefferson City, you can find them on the web and either call them or drop Captain Matt Walls a email, and he'll be sure to take that into review. Final decision, we don't know when, but as soon as we hear something, we'll let you know, of course. Well, and now, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show has that surprise announcement for you.
Well, the new official restaurant and bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is none other than Captain Ron's Bar and Grill at Lake of the Ozarks. And we're here with Ron Dugan. Ron, thanks for coming aboard with us.
Oh, we're happy to do it. I mean, you've got a great show. We enjoy it. And you do a lot for the Lake of the Ozarks and for the shootout and for Captain Ron's. So we just thought it would be a great fit.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to have you guys with us, and I know that my listeners are going to enjoy hearing about what you have going on now. So the very first weekend that you're going to be open is also a special weekend. That's February 10th, 11th, and 12th. So what's going to be going on there?
Well, we always open for Valentine's weekend, and so we do a lot of specials. We'll have nice white linens and roses for the ladies, and we have a great menu put together. It's really pretty inexpensive, for such a nice dinner. You'll have to just go on our website, check out our menu. It's always kind of the start of the season for us, even though we're just open weekends in February, but we kind of get things rolling down there and get excited for another season.
You haven't really had much time off. I mean, a couple of short months, if that, and we're ready to go again. What do you see looking forward to 2017? Everybody says 2016 was great, but what do you see looking forward into this next new year?
There is a lot of optimism out there, especially with the new administration. There's a lot of hope, and of course, that always happens with a new administration. So things seemed people are excited about it. They're they'll be coming to the lake a little bit more often, maybe, and spend a little bit more money, maybe going out to dinner a few more times, and so we always look forward to that. And I just think it'd be a continuation of last year. Last year was a good year. And so that will just pick up, and a lot depends on the boat sales over the winter. But so far at the Kansas City Boat Show, they were pretty good from what I understand, and looking forward to the Overland Park Boat Show this weekend. And so, I think it's just kind of a rejuvenation time for America, after the last 4 years. And so I'm kind of excited about it.
Well, it's great that we're having you guys as partners now with us, Captain Ron's Bar and Grill, Lake of the Ozarks. Tell our listeners that may not know, and there probably are a few out there that are not familiar with the restaurant, let's tell people where you're located on Lake of the Ozarks.
We are located at the 34.5 mile marker. It's the first cove south of the Hurricane Deck Bridge. We're also just off the highway, off Highway 5 on Lake Road 550. And really, it's just down the hill. So it's pretty easy to get to either by water or by land. This is our 11th season now. So we're excited about that. We just had our 10th anniversary. So, you know, things are exciting down there. And you know, we've got putting new staff in place right now. We always start hiring this time of year. And so we're excited about some new items on the menu and looking forward to a great season.
What about a website for more information?
CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. And or you can go to BuccaneerBayResort.com.
I'm with you, Ron. I think we're going to have a great year. And thanks so much for coming on board with us. Captain Ron's Bar and Grill, the official restaurant and bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, home of the shootout there. And the pirate ship Gypsy Rose is going to be back in action this coming season. We'll have some details for you on that in the near future. How about a little Hughes Corporation this morning?
Our voyage of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of a wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Well, those bells signify the end of another hour together. We thank you so much for being with us this morning on the show. We'll be back next week, same time, same boat channel. Thanks to Craig Ritchie back there for being with us today on the show. Thanks to Captain Ron for coming on board with us, too. And thank you very much for being with us on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. See you next week.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.